KA2AIT listening. KA2VLA is KD2AIT. Do you copy, Clint? Well, let's give him another minute here or two and see if he comes in to do the net. If not, I'll pick it up. KD2AIT listening on the side.
This is KA2VLA. You want to run it for me tonight? I appreciate it.
Sure, I can run it for you there, Clint. Not a problem. Alright, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2ZMZ. Hi, Jeff. Hi, Clint.
And 2OIQ. Okay, I got KA2ZMZ and N2OIQ. Are there any other check-ins? Okay, we'll start at the top of the list. It might be a lean one tonight. I think Southern Tier opens here, tomorrow, actually. So a lot of people are probably out of town. So what's going on with you tonight, Jack? K2ZNZ.
Well, my usual answer, nothing special. Just kind of waiting for the top 10 net at 9:30 to get started. And let's see, we got up to a high of 55 today. Right now we're down to 40 degrees. Yep, 40 right down the nose. That was mostly sunny, so it made it a really nice day. Probably a little warm for hunting, though. You can let me know that. So I'll just say greetings to everyone. 7-3s to all. KA2ZMZ.
Well, it wasn't too bad. I did notice at one point some mosquitoes came out, so I guess it was a little warm. I was just looking at my minimum maximum here on the digital readout here I have of camp, and I think I have to move my sensor because it said 59 was the high today. I don't believe that. I was out there all day today, so it was definitely not 60 degrees out there, so I think I might have that thing sitting in the sun somewhere. I went to go back underneath the camp and dig that thing out and move it. But, yeah, it was warmer than usual, though, and there wasn't anything moving in the woods at all today. At one point, I did hear some turkeys come go by, but that was the only thing I saw moving all day today. Even the squirrels were a little laid back. I think it's just between the combination of this warmer weather and that big moon we got out there at night. It's just, a lot of, whatever it's got to move can do it at night right now. It's so bright out there. Anyway, all right, Jack. Well, thanks for checking in, and we'll probably catch you later on Octane. N2OIQ, Dan, good evening. What's going on with you?
Hey, good evening, Jeff and Jack and anybody else may be coming in this evening. All right, what's going on? Right now we're watching Gold Rush there on TV there. It's kind of a nice, pretty good show. All right, love that, watching that. Anyways, but where we are right now, we got 40 degrees at the present time, I guess, here, and anyways, and as long as we got Jack in here, if he's still here, the Boonville Amateur Club are having a hard, I guess we call it a hard day get-together, December 6th at the Boondocks in Lions Falls. Would that be something you and Carol be interested in coming to? We haven't, I know you haven't been to it in a few years, but, just put the idea out there for you and Carol if you'd like to join us. We have about 14, 15 somewhere around there to come to it. Would that be something you'd be addressing, Jack?
We would definitely be interested, but we're not able to this year, Dan. I did know about it. I saw it on the website there, which I was glad it's I do check the website from time to time. So we have to say no for this year, but maybe another year, who knows. KA2007, thanks for asking.
Hey, Breaker Jack, now this is an idea, because we haven't used the come to a long time ago, but I guess, you know, right away. Okay, very good. And back to Jeff, have a good evening. Talk to you later. You going southern too, Jeff, or not?
Negative on the southern tier. I'm up at camp tonight here up in my camp up here by on the Black River here, not far from North Lake. After tonight I got to go back home tomorrow after a little bit of hunting in the morning, and I got to do some work Saturday night and some work on Sunday here, and then I'm trying to try to get up here again in the week. That's right. The dinner is coming up on the 6th. In fact, while you were talking, I texted my wife to remind me so she can put it in her book. I have it in my book, but sometimes I don't, sometimes whatever I put in my book gets lost. So, anyway, and also I believe the meeting is this Tuesday, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, Jeff, that's correct. Yeah, this coming Tuesday is a meeting, so that's, I think, yeah, it's 7 o'clock. Yeah, so. Okay, very good, Jeff. That's right, you've been up to camp since, what, Wednesday? Thursday? I think you went up, I think I heard you mention something about you were going to run all the week. Is that correct?
Yeah, affirmative. We got up here Wednesday night, and we got here kind of late Wednesday night, but we got here and got out there. We did a bunch of hiking around on Thursday and got pretty foot sore. I think it was between 5 and 6 miles, somewhere in there, through the woods, trying to walk as slow as I possibly could, and through the snow. And you know how that goes, especially the older you get, the more it seems to take out of you a little bit, especially in the cold. Everything aches a little bit more when it's cold. But today we were down there in the, we did a lot of sitting. I went to my stand first thing in the morning and sat there for about 3 or 4 hours before I finally got antsy, and I had to get out of there and move. And we spent the whole day out in the woods, brought lunch with us and everything. And but it was a good time, and I'm hoping I can make it to the meeting here this Tuesday. It's up in the air right now. It kind of depends on work. We got a bunch of stuff piled up here in the beginning of the week, and depends how much of it I can get out of the way if I'm going to make it. But we'll definitely be making it to the dinner. It was a good dinner last year. I think, you're right, we had about 15, 20 people there up at the Boondocks, and they are pretty good food there at the Boondocks. So, all right, well, thanks for checking in, Dan, and you have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, good evening. Surprised to hear you on a Saturday night. Usually you're out and about. I did have a question I wrote down here for you earlier today. I was thinking if I ran into you. Oh, yeah. I know at one point you were saying as part of the snowmobile club there that you had to take a mandatory, was it a chainsaw course or something for the state there so you could work on state trails. I was wondering if you knew if they, I was thinking about getting the boys, my son's there to take that same course or, the safety course for chainsaws. You wouldn't happen to know any place that has them or any place I can find out when they're having the next one?
No, that's a really good question, and people ask that quite a bit because in order to operate a chainsaw on state land, of course you got to have approval for the trail work or whatever you're doing, but you got to have that chainsaw certification. They also require first aid, you know, the typical sequence, first aid, CPR, you know, bloodborne pathogens. But the chainsaw course, no, it's not really given regularly. I know in the past it's been, the DEC's done it up here in Lowville and Dadville. It can be done by the DEC, can be done by, commercial instructors, There's a course that they give, you know, for Roger. Well, there's a very extensive course. I think they've had guys who were however, certified from, like, Niagara Mohawk that have volunteered to do it. But I don't know anyone that's happening. If I hear of one, I'll let you know. But, you know, you could call the DEC, maybe whatever the closest office, which might be here in Lowellville, and you know, let them know you're interested. And sometimes if there's enough people interested, they can either put one on or arrange for one. When I took it, I actually took it from, it was arranged by a guy, a DEC guy, and he got his, one of his forestry professors from Paul Smith actually taught the thing, and it was pretty interesting. You know, a lot of us were poo-pooing the thing, and I was like, oh, come on. But it really was a good, it was much more than a safety course. And I don't know how other ones are, but I think they are, you know, it's good. The guy talks about sharpening and what angles you use for, what kind of woods and all this stuff. I would get a hold of the DEC. It's probably the best bet is to ask either call the office up here in Belleville, or, you know, if you know one of the rangers or something, they might tell you who to call and see what happens, and then kind of keep your ear, you know, to what's going on in the snowmobile clubs too. But if I find anything, I'll let you know. Over.
Okay, Roger that. I didn't know if it was something they did every quarter or something, but okay, yeah, I'll definitely ask some of the DEC, but if you hear anything, let me know. I'm just going to get the boys involved in some more of the work that we do up here at camp, and, you know, chainsaw, I mean, I can show them some things, but it'd be nice to get it done right from, you know, somebody who knows more about using a chainsaw than me. I just kind of learned from watching everybody else throughout my life, you know, and there's probably a lot of bad habits I picked up. It'd be nice to set the boys out straight right from the get-go, because if anybody's going to get injured, it's my kids. It doesn't matter what sport it is or what game it is or whatever it is they're learning in school. If there's a possibility of getting hurt doing it, it's my kids seem to always end up in the ER breaking something or cutting something. So I think when it comes down to clearing out brush and clearing out some trees up here, I want them to learn right from the pros on it. But anyway, back to you. What's going on with you today?
I wanted to get out and at least get my wood rack finished and maybe even get the wood out of the trailer, firewood out of the trailer. But I worked on stuff this morning, and I was supposed to, I had a dentist appointment next week, which they called earlier this week and said, you know, we got to cancel, somebody's going to be out, and when do you want to do it? And they gave me a couple dates, and they said, oh, Friday at 3, and I said, oh, that's okay. Just kind of thinking, well, I'll get it out of the way, and not looking at the weather, but of course it was a really bad time. You know, it kind of blew the ability to go out and actually do any work this afternoon. So, and then they called me and said, oh, yeah, we had somebody else cancel. You want to come in a little earlier? And I said, oh, good, I'll do that, and maybe I can get back. Well, you know, there was no way. Between the going to the dentist and then he's got some, this is going to be a cool thing to see. He's going to get an X-ray machine that's basically a CT scanner. It's a 3D thing that every image it produces is like 250 megabytes worth of data. So that means he's going to fill up what's left based on the current server real quick, et cetera, et cetera. So I talked to him after, and then, you know, I figured, well, I might as well, I'm in town, I might as well get things done, and I went to the store and all that kind of shebang, you know. So that's what's going on with me, and then I was so hungry because I didn't have lunch beforehand, I just finally said, no, I'm not going to wait out, go to McDonald's. I was, you know, so that's what's going on with me. Right now I'm reading about digital modes and the history of radio teletype, and at the same time sorting through various storage devices to see if I can find where I recorded some
some stuff I saved from a guy because one of the things was his email address and the, I gave him Norton antivirus. I told him don't activate it until we see if the computer and everything's working, and of course he lost the invoice that had the product key on it, so I want to email it to him, so, you know, etc. So that's what's going on with me, and tomorrow I'm going to be, Danny's going to take me down to get my trailer towing vehicle. So the first thing I can do is move the trailer 20 feet or so, so that I can just pick logs, you know, pick firewood up and put it in the pile, just, you know, 3 feet instead of walking 25. And I don't know, I'm going to try to maybe stop and maybe get my other vertical antenna up so I can take advantage of 10 meters while it's still open. Do something on the roof. Anyway, KC2WI.
Roger. Okay, well, the storage there on those large images, well, it depends on how long they're looking to keep them, but might want to look into Amazon S3 storage and Amazon Glacier. The Glacier storage is more like a tape kind of storage. You know, once you put a once you put something on there, and they archive it in their, I'm assuming they archive it on tape. If you ever need like the image back, you have to make a request, and it can take up to 6 hours to get back. But the nice part about that is the storage is something like 1 cent a gigabyte for that storage. And then the S3 storage is something like 10 cents a gigabyte or somewhere in there. But you can also set up the S3 storage, whereas if a file is so many days old, it automatically goes into the Glacier storage, which is kind of nice. So you could say, we just took a an image of somebody's broken arm or whatever, leave it on the server for 30 days, and then after that, you know, commit it to the Glacier storage where we're not paying as much. It depends on what, you know, people's retention needs are. But anyway, we do a lot of that in our work. We do a lot of video archiving. So, you know, we don't necessarily need the original formatted video. You know, usually we compress it down later on. But sometimes you need to go back and compress it with a different format. So we have to call up the tape storage of it and bring it back. Anyway, just some food for thought there, Beep. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, I think I already said what I did today. I pretty much just went hunting all day and got back here. We had a good dinner. Made up some kielbasa here on the wood stove. Dutch oven, and it was a good dinner. It was good, especially after a long day of hiking around, and you're kind of hungry, you want something hot. So we had some kielbasa and sauerkraut and potatoes, and it was a good dinner. And kind of try to get camp straightened up a little bit. I'm going to go hunting in the morning, get back here, pack up, and get out. So no luck yet. There's some stuff moving out west. When we had the snow, it was moving, but today, I don't know if it was just the heat or whatever, but everything's kind of slowed down here a little bit again. So we might not be back up here for another week or so until it cools down again. Seems like the colder it gets up here, the more the deer move around. The warmer it gets, the less they step, the less they move. So anyway, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KC2WI1. I was doing two things at once there. It was Amazon Glacier and what was the other one? And I don't know if that would work because, well, it maybe they're compliant, you know, with medical records and all that stuff. But that might work for backup, you know. He's going to want to have the stuff on the hard drive, I'm sure, locally, I think. And but we still have to back it all up, you know, and the amount of stuff there is getting awful big, so haven't decided exactly what to do right now. We're just doing it with, you know, USB drives, and they have two of them. They kind of did this semi on their own. We did it with older ones, but, and they just, you know, alternate days and take one home. So So I don't know if that's going to work. It's getting off a lot of data there. But give me the name of that thing again.
The other service is Amazon S3 Sierra 3. It's all part of their AWS. What is that? Amazon Web Services. What's nice about the S3 and the Glacier, actually, you can mount them as drives in Windows. I know you can definitely do it in Linux. I'm almost positive they have an app to do it in Windows, too. So you can, you know, if you get your copy of whatever X-ray or MRI, you could drop on the S3, and it should be available as a network storage. So obviously there'll be some latency calling it up a little bit, especially 250 megs. You know, it might take, you know, depending on their connection speed, you know, an average broadband connection, say five megabits per second coming down, you know, 250, you know, a quarter of a gig would be probably 1 or 2 minutes to get the image back. But if you want to use it for archiving, it's even perfect, even better, because you can put it on the S3 and what they have is what they call buckets. Each bucket is kind of like a directory or a drive. Actually, it's more like a drive. But you can define the properties of the bucket to say, listen, anything stored on this file system that hasn't been modified for X days automatically gets pushed to Glacier, which is cheaper storage. But, you know, if you have to recall the image, it takes more time to get it back. Anyway, they make it a little more confusing than it has to be when you first start looking up all the details on it, because it's very wonky, I guess is the word. You know, there's a lot of different ways you can do things with it, so there's a lot of documentation. But really, it's not that difficult, especially if you're running Linux. You can mount the whole thing as a Linux mount, you know, as a Linux drive, and it's very simple. But anyway, we use it extensively with many of my clients.
Yeah, well, there's a guy. I'll be talking more with the their IT guy. There's you know the people selling the machine, and then they have a IT guy that they use if a customer doesn't have their own, you know. And I talked with him already, and he gave me some he tells me what he'd like to see, so we can toss that around. Anyway. I sent an email out to people. There's two times a year they have ARRL has Kids Day, and we tried this last June at Dodge Pratt, Joanne, and we really didn't get any response. But now we've done a couple of these TAM things with the kids, and so we know that there's some that are enthusiastic. And I'm not jumping up and down to do this because it's in January and that's snowmobile season. It's like hunting season for you, you know. But it's probably the first Sunday in January, and if there really was some interest. And what I'm thinking is, we had a 2, 3, 4 kids in this group that really seemed interested and serious about, you know, actually learning how to do something. And I don't know, maybe there was a couple from the other or whatever. But anyway, just something to think about, and I guess we can maybe discuss it at the next meeting, which I expect I'll be at. I'd love to be up out in the woods this week, and I'd love to go up to Lake Pleasant and go for, you know, as long as you have daylight, hike, maybe go up Pillsbury with the 703 or something. But I just gotta, if I goof off and do that, I'm gonna regret it a few weeks when the snow is flying probably, and I'm trying to, you know, snowball around piles of firewood and stuff. So I guess I don't know. If I get enough done, maybe I'll take Sunday off and do that. But anyway, just something to think about. Hey, we'll talk to you later, and I'll have to read up on the Amazon S3 AWS stuff, and see if that might be something I want to do with this setup. KC2WI. All right, well, take a look at it. It might fit the bill, it might not. All right, well, thanks, Pete. And, yeah, this is a good weekend to be out there. Not only is there nice sunny days, but there's been a hunter's moon for the last three nights. And even if you get out there late, that moon's up there bright and early. it extends the day. That's how bright it is. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-in?
Jeff,
W.A.T.U. W.A.T.U. John, good evening. What's going on?
Just lining up the evening here. I just had to make sure I had the right button pushed on the radio to get to the right power level. So I had it on scan. It stopped over on a familiar voice. So I thought I'd just say hi and hope all is well with you. So been a really, really good day. I guess it's supposed to even get warmer tomorrow. So we'll say 7-3 to you, Jeff, and everyone on frequency, W-A-T-U, 7-3 for Cassie and I.
Okay, well, thanks for checking in, John, and you're coming in here loud and clear. All right, are there any other comments, queries, late check-ins? This will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Center. Any comments, queries, late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack, Dan, Pete, and John for checking in tonight. Say 73 sales listening in. This is KD2AIT clear.
This is KD2KOJ for Uptown, the United County Traffic Emergency Net. Optan currently being held on the 145.17. Are there any stations with or without traffic?
Says KD2AIT. Good evening, Mark. No traffic.
KD2AIT. Jeff, thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else for Optan?
This is WA2U. Good evening, Mark.
WA2U. Hi, John. Thank you for checking in. And what else for our camp?
This is KC2WI.
KC2WI. Pete, thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. And what else, Rock 10? Okay, I'll make this the final call for Rock 10. Four stations with or without traffic. Final call for Rock 10. Okay, hearing nothing, I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it, and we'll say 7-3 to all, KB2KOJ.